Thank you so much for taking the time to talk with me today about your run for city, the Board of Commissioners again.
Yes.
Now, I'm not actually sure how long have you lived in Rehoboth Beach?
Yeah. Roman, thanks for this opportunity this morning. My wife, Sherry Wright, and I have been homeowners since 2002. We have been full-time since 2009.
All right. So you've been here, you've been in Rehoboth Beach for quite a while then.
Yes.
And, you know, for people who may not know you, I mean, what kind of experiences do you bring to being a city commissioner?
Yeah, and that is one of my themes, that I am running on experience. I'm asking people to vote for experience. I had over 30 years of leadership and management and administrative experience at two major universities, University of Minnesota and University of Maryland in College Park. I directed and managed statewide programs in each of those states in 4-H youth development, family consumer science and agriculture, large educational programs, which were collaborations of citizens and volunteers, young people, community organizations, and government agencies at all levels. I retired in 2008, moved full-time to the city of Rehoboth Beach. This is our only home. We are here year-round full-time. And since then, I've been very involved in a number of community organizations in terms of leadership. I have served as the president of the Board of Governors for the Sussex County YMCA. I've served on the statewide Delaware YMCA Board of Association. I'm president of my homeowners association. I've been very involved in representative and speaker Pete Schwarzkopf's representative district committee. I chaired that for 6 years. And in addition to that, I'm currently a volunteer with Rehoboth in Bloom, a beautification gardening program here in our city. I volunteer one day a week at the Community Resource Center Food Rescue Program. So those are all outside of what I'm doing as a city commissioner.
So, you know, you live here, you're retired here, so that's kind of what you focus on, is making sure Rehoboth Beach is a better place for everyone.
Absolutely. And, you know, if you're interested, Roman, there's really kind of three pervasive themes that I'm running on, mm-hmm. and that have really guided my work these almost 3 years as a commissioner since I was elected. And one is to work to continuously and very intentionally preserve our unique residential neighborhoods. Quality of life for residents here is very important. People have invested a lot to live in this beautiful beach community. We are only 1 square mile. We're not expanding. And so we need to take care of what we have. And that kind of segues into my second theme, and that is protecting our natural environment. We are so fortunate to have not only our beach, our boardwalk, and the Atlantic Ocean, but we have two freshwater lakes in our community, which is very unique for a beach community. And then we have the Lewis Rehoboth Canal. And so we have these incredible waterways and bodies of water. We are a tree city. We are promoting pollinator gardens. We're doing all we can to keep the health of our lakes, beach, and ocean at a standard where it needs to be. I've been on the Tree and Green Infrastructure Committee, as well as I chair the Environment Committee. And, you know, we're just driven to preserve green space and preserve our trees. We've been working hard, and we still have a ways to go to really fix our stormwater runoff problem that we have that can create toxic runoff into our lakes and our bodies of water. And then that leads me into the third theme, which is promoting ethical, transparent, open government. I have worked hard to elicit broad participation on issues, to strengthen communication, and to be very available to residents and others here that have a concern, that have an issue, or that want to share things.
Yeah. So sounds like your three priorities are, you know, preserving that Rehoboth Beach aesthetic in the neighborhoods, protecting the environment, and also promoting an ethical and transparent government in the city.
Yes, exactly, Roman. You got that right. Thank you.
Yeah. You know, lastly, obviously, you're running for reelection. You've kind of highlighted some of the focuses that you want to focus on as a commissioner in Rehoboth Beach. Why don't you tell me, you know, what sort of issues do you see facing Rehoboth Beach in the next 3 years, and what kind of things do you want to tackle to, you know, fix those issues?
Sure. Thanks, Roman. Yeah, you know, from my perspective, kind of the number one issue and priority is achieving a really positive balance between the various identities in our small community. Not all small communities have multiple identities, but we have just beautiful residential neighborhoods. We have a thriving and prosperous small business community, mostly small family-owned businesses. And we have a very much needed and exciting resort community. These three identities, you know, can certainly compete for things, but I think being very intentional, very purposeful in achieving, you know, a fair and really positive outcome-based approach to balancing the identities is critical for the future. It's my sense that all three of the identities kind of depend on each other, that it's an interdependent community. And the residents are going to do better when our downtown business community does well. Our downtown community, business community does well when we have a strong and thriving resort business. And so the three are really dependent on each other. And one of the big roles, I think, of our city government and of the elected folks like me is to pay close attention to this balance and make sure that that what's happening is in the best interest for both short and long range quality of life in our city of Rehoboth Beach. So for me, that's kind of the overarching, and then a lot of things fall out of that big umbrella in terms of the direction to go. But, you know, around those three themes that I named, things are critical, critical issues such as, having a code that regulates how houses can be built so that we're preserving green space, we're preserving trees, that houses do not get out of proportion to, the sensible size of things in our city. You know, to make sure that the businesses are following code, and that we do all that we can to be welcoming to small businesses. There's a place for chain stores, and I think that's out on Route 1 and in other places, not in our downtown community. You know, we want to have unique businesses, unique restaurants, bars, and shops, so that people want to be here. You know, we're competing with coastal communities up and down the East Coast in Delaware, Jersey, Maryland, Virginia. And people have options in terms of where to go to spend their hard-earned money. We want folks to come here. And so we have to have some unique attractions that are part of the quality of life in Rehoboth Beach, that people want to come and use our beach, use our boardwalk, eat in our restaurants, shop in our stores here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it sounds like the most important thing is maintaining that balance between the residents of the town, the businesses, and the tourists or the resort part of the community, and ensuring that all of them mesh well together, because, you know, maintaining that identity seems really important for the city. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk with me today, Richard Byrne.
My pleasure, Roman. Thank you for reaching out and paying attention to us.